Okay, man. So this is a real quick video before I got to get ready to head out again today. But I titled this "Let Her Get Her Ass Whooped," right? Because now what's going on in my building is there's this woman who lives, you know, in the same building as us. I'm not gonna give away too much identifying information, but she lives in this building, and she is having issues with, I guess it's a guy from her past who she let come move in, and they're just walking all over her, using all her shit, blah blah, you know, that whole story, right? And a guy, I think the guy's in his mid to late 30s, and she's easily over 40, right? So as soon as you see it, you are, and then when you see them together, like, you already know what it is, man. Like, she's holding on to some dream, and he's just using her when he's fucked up. Same. These are the stories that you don't get to see. These are the stories that you don't see, because it usually takes so long for them to develop. You're going to be a whole different person by the time you see that same woman, you know, 20, 30 years later, and how pathetic she's become, you know, regardless of how pretty she was when she was 19, 20. But the reason I named this video "Let Her Get Her Ass Whooped" is because of this, man. Every woman knows exactly the guy she's with. Every woman, don't ever fall for that. Oh, she was a victim. She's a victim of domestic abuse and blah, blah, blah. Da, da. No. Okay. Even if she is a victim of domestic abuse, never fall for that. Don't ever go over there and protect her. Don't do that shit. Don't do it, because women love this manipulation shit. Very rarely is it a legitimate cause. It happens from time to time, but especially nowadays, when you see a woman getting used, abused, beat up, kicked, drugged through the mud, and she's still taking care of him, do not go over there and try to fight for that. Don't protect her. Don't do it. Right? I think I spoke in a video a while back about how me and my girl, we were riding on a tram in a similar time. Oh, I think we were actually talking about her. And I told my girl, look, don't even try to, don't go down, because she wants to go and help the woman. She wants to go and help her, right? I said, look, don't go help that shit. She likes that shit. That's why she's putting up with it. I said, every woman on this train, every woman, old and young, she knows at least 3 to 5 guys who are waiting at a chance for her pussy, and they're being nice to her, and she's just stringing them along. So she has every woman has options, simply because she is a woman. She always has something to offer. Being woman, that's it. Don't ever, if you ever hear these stories or you see something, you witness that shit, I'm telling you, that woman is there because she wants to be there. Now, I know what some people may be thinking, if anybody even watches this one, some people may be thinking, oh, well, AD, are you saying that you advocate violence? No, I'm not advocating it at all. I'm trying to open your eyes to the reality is that the majority of the times those women knew that guy and he was what he was capable of within the first day of talking to him. Okay. Women are very, like I say in videos before, when it comes to this interpersonal manipulation and reading, she knows who's going to be who. You see, why do you think, even when it comes to online dating, the women, they all go to the same motherfuckers on there? Because they're much better at reading this shit from far away. See, guys, we lack these skills until we get older. Women grow up with these skills, so they know how to read who is who, right? Now, to put it in perspective of why I say, never ever help a woman who is being abused. I don't care what kind of sob story she comes up with. Very rarely is it a legitimate reason. Like, they started off good, they had kids, blah, 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 and then the guy got hooked on drugs and went crazy and some shit like that. It happens. Not very often, but it happens, okay? Most of the times, that woman knew at least 3 other men who would have worshipped the ground she walked on and would have bought all her shit and took care of her, and she knew exactly who she chose. Now, to put it in perspective, think of that woman that you know who's been domestically abused, who's been beat up, who's crying, walking down the street, drinking herself to death in a bar. Imagine that woman. Think that, whether she works in accounting or, you know, if you're at work right now, she works in accounting or on line B or some shit like that. Wherever you are, think of her, right? Now imagine, you already know how it happened. Imagine how she would react to a man who pleasantly came up to her and genuinely tried to talk to her and date her. Imagine how she would take that. She know, see, we you're on that nice guy, that see nice guy shit. Women don't like that. Women don't like that. Women don't like, see, when women say they like men who are nice, what they are really saying is, okay. Let me just disclose how I am in the world, okay? My actions, I'm a giving person, right? I am naturally a giving person. So I grew up with a mother and a father in the household. So my mom died, it was just me and my dad. But I grew up with, and my dad was great. I grew up in a balanced household. So I grew up to be a naturally, you know, happy, giving, laughing, joyous person, right? So, but I am a bit of an asshole. So I think what happens to me is, in my situations with women, is the fact that I am giving and caring, it gives the woman hope that I'll be that, you know, completely to her 100%. And it never really gets there. So it's like she's kind of like strung on the hook of like trying to get it. But she never really gets it, you know, because I really don't care about, you know, I almost say I don't care about women, but I really don't care about, you know, to the extent that that actual nice guys do. Like really nice guys really care about their women, right? They really care, like really, really, really. I, at the core, I don't care, but my actions kind of show it off. But I'll say, but that's just me. For the average man, the nice guy thing, women don't like that. Okay, like, because like Patrice O'Neill said, the nice guy thing, it pretty much translates into giving a woman all your time and all your effort, all your emotions. And and that is viewed to women the same way how a woman who gives up sex to everybody is viewed as a whore. Like Patrice O'Neill said, you from the man's side, you are her time whore. You're giving time to her for free. She's not working for it. She's not earning it. She's not doing anything for your time. You are now, see, to women, sex means nothing to women. Again, the action of sex means nothing to women. What means something to women is time and emotions and attention. That's their currency. So when it comes to that nice guy shit, like the woman in this building, watch her get her. What you do, you sit back with your plate of food and just watch her. You just watch her get her ass whooped. Watch it. Because women in these positions, they know at least 3 to 5 guys who would have happily taken care of them, worshiped them, blah, blah, blah. And they kept on moving. They kept it moving. See, women tell you what they want by their actions. When they say they want a nice guy, what woman is really saying is, I want a guy who I think one day I can manipulate to be nice to me. And then what she also doesn't know is once that day actually comes, she won't want him anymore because he will now become the time hoe. Just like with men, once we get a woman and we fuck her too much and she just becomes our complete whore, by that time we're usually done with her. We you know, that all the excitement's gone. It's the same thing with women and being nice. Once she gets out of you, done. Done. So that's another reason why bad boys usually do much better with women on average, because the woman is stuck on this hook of hopefully getting, you know, the attention from the beta nice guy, from this, what they call like the alpha asshole dude. She's hooked on it. And on top of that, it even helps more if other women are hooked on him. Oh, it just helps even more. So back to the original topic of the woman in this building. See, because I know how women act. I know how women are thinking. I know how women think and how they act, especially when it comes to dealing with popularity and status, right? So the more, and I try to tell my girl this, but like trying to tell a woman this is like trying to tell a deer why lions hunt you so, why so many lions hunt you out so well, Mr. Deer. And it, like the deer don't get it. Deer, they don't get it because they are the hunted. So they can't see it from the hunter's point of view. The hunted cannot see from the hunter's point of view. So they're always fucked up. They can never really get it right. And they really don't even understand. The thing is, when they're being hunted, they really don't even know why they're being hunted. They don't even know what makes them more like attractive or delicious, however you want to put it, whether animals or humans. They really don't know. they're just existing and getting hunted by lions and shit. But I was trying to explain to her, look, with women, it's all about popularity. It's all about popularity, good popularity, and I'd say in woman's mind, bad popularity. As long as it's still popularity, it's still good. See, when you're in the worst position is when woman doesn't really know who you are, doesn't really pay you attention. She didn't really know you even existed. See, that's when you're in a bad position. You have to be either extremely good or extremely bad. Now you have something to work with the woman. So with her in the building, with the neighbor, I already told her exactly how it worked. Because I'm not going down there and getting involved in this shit, right? But I told my girl exactly how to work out. What you do is, because I'm not going down there. But she will, though. They hang out and shit sometimes. I say, look, what you do is when you talk to him, when you talk to her, just don't even remember his name. Don't remember who he is. You know, just what? There was a dude. There was a man here. I don't remember a guy being. See, yeah, once you start doing shit like that, and that woman realizes the popularity of that man has gone down, it's on second time bomb. Now it's going to dwindle out. It'll get to the point where she'll go to see it. What was his name again? She'll have to do this. Do when he says this. Roy. See, that's her. Women don't even know why they do that. Like when they have to do this type of shit and they have to remind you who they were. See, women don't even realize the signals and signs of this shit. See, at that point, I guarantee you. Okay, if you don't believe me, go find that woman who's getting her ass whooped by that guy and she's all into him, blah, blah, blah. And find yourself in a conversation with her and don't even realize that she is in a relationship with that guy. Don't even realize she even knows that guy. Don't even realize the guy's existence, right? And you'll see her slowly start to shut down. Her demeanor, everything, it'll slowly shut down. Well, maybe it was the wrong shit. He's not popular. Maybe I was fucking something that wasn't right. Maybe it has nothing to do with the action. It's the popularity at this point. How you shut that down is you take down his popularity. But here's where a lot of guys make mistakes. So like, first, I know some of you guys, like your moms may be doing this shit. They're messing with some guy who's a fucking asshole, right? See, this is where a lot of guys mess up. When you see a woman with some guy like that, who's fucking up, who's fucked up and stupid. Now, if you were to go in, like, I'm not going in to go take his popularity down. But if you were to go do it, this is how you do it, man. Oh, wait. Okay. This is a big mistake. What a lot of guys make. In the effort, you remember his name and you bring him up in conversations, or every time he comes up, you get mad or something like that. So you're still emotionally acknowledging his existence. I tell you, man, perfect scenario. Y'all remember that girl who I told you guys I lived with when I was a tutor I went to Sinclair and I was a tutor there, and I end up fucking the receptionist and she ended up moving in. Well, she had a boyfriend who was younger, and I ran the same tactic on him. I ran the same. Don't even acknowledge she had a boyfriend, blah, 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 da, 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 right? And at first she was super loyal to her boyfriend, loyal, right? And then I think the boyfriend, he saw me or something like that. And then my name would start floating around. And the girl, she told me exactly what happened. Well, I already knew what was going to happen. She told me exactly what happened. See, when she would go home to him, he would start bringing my name up. You like Wendell, don't you? You like Wendell, don't you? Is it Wendell? It's that dude at work. It's that dude. See, you change it because that dude at work, he's getting to you. See, the more you bring that man's name up and remember him, that gives him more status to women. The more you bring it up and you have an emotional, you know, thing against it, or either for it or against it, that's working in that guy's favor. In woman's mind, it's all about status and popularity. You see, so if you were to go in there and do it, never ever bring up the motherfuckers. Because you want to know what the girl did with me? When we moved in, when she ended up moving in with me, she told him essentially he pushed her over to me because this is gonna be loosely quoted. Well, she's dead now, so you can't even find her. But she said, I'm laughing, but I was fucked up when she died. I was like real fucked up when she died. She said, yeah, I didn't even like you for real, but I didn't even, she said, I didn't even like you for real, but he kept bringing you up every time I would go home. So I started to think, well, maybe he is worth something. And then it just pushes it. You bring it up just like with celebrities. If you stop, if the world stopped talking about celebrities, they're going to be forgotten like that. Gone. See, as long as celebrities like that fucking dingbat bitch Demi Lovato, she'll say anything to get seen. I don't think she even has a mental problem. I think she's just desperate for attention because, you know, got fat and she can never really fit in with those skinny Disney bitches. So you see, bitch, they'll do anything. Y'all remember when Eminem mentioned Iggy Azalea in that kill shot? Now Iggy was trying to get back in the game and everybody's like, no, get the fuck out. Like, bitches will do anything. That it's all about status and attention, man. It's all about that. So anyway, back to the title of this video, man. Let her get her ass whooped. Never feel sorry for a woman that you see is in a, who's in an abusive relationship or whatever. Now feel, if she has kids, feel sorry for the kids, because kids don't have any say so in it. All right. Kids are just born and have to live. Feel, you know, if you want to feel sorry for somebody, feel sorry for the kids, but don't feel sorry for that woman, because she knows exactly how to say no. If you don't believe me, go ask anybody who works at McDonald's who tried to hit on a woman. They'll tell you real quick how fast women can say no. All right. Like, hey, you want to go out from no. They, like I said, they will have a 15-page book report in size 2 font. Single space, and that should be 50 pages on every excuse in depth of why she shouldn't go out with this dude who would clearly treat her well. But she don't want him. She got what she wanted. When you see that woman up in them women's homes from domestic, she got what she wanted, because she knew exactly. She women know how to say no. You see, stop this whole thing. Like, the world has to stop. Oh, women are innocent creatures. Blah, 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 blah. Women are so innocent. They know how to say no. They know exactly how to say no. They are getting, they'll get exactly what they want, because they know, every woman knows the exact guy who will treat her nice, treat her well, and the guys who won't, and the guys who other women want. Every woman does. So don't pull that shit over here, man, of women, domestic abuse, women, violence. Blah, 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 blah. You feel sorry for me because my husband beat me up. Bitch, you already, look, enough said. If a woman can acknowledge that her husband or man is using her, beating her up, taking all her shit, taking all her money, you know, embarrassing her in front of family, if a woman can admit that, then a woman could admit how many guys that she knows is in her DMs or that she works with who she knows would happily take care of her. We ain't gonna talk about that, because that's gonna explain this population of idiotic woman in the world. I don't feel sorry for them. Nope. Watch her get her ass whooped. Watch her get fucking abused. Sit back and, if anything, turn into an entertainment show. Just any new story and just sit up and laugh about it. Because she's doing that to herself. She knows how to get out of that. There's enough men. Any woman on the planet at this day and age can just go on Tinder, swipe right, man, next man coming over in 15 minutes. So don't even play that. Don't run that shit on me. I know what the game is, and I'm not afraid to talk openly and out loud about it. You watch a woman get her ass whooped, don't help her. Don't help that shit at all. Do not help it. Because she chose that. She chose that. Every woman knows on a planet every woman walking on Earth right now knows that she has at least on a bad month, 3 guys that are like actively trying to be nice to her and ask her, you know, how she's doing and blah, blah, blah. It's good morning, good night, all that shit. Every woman. So when they end up with a dude who's whooping her ass, she knows how to get out of it, just like how she knew how to get out that date with that factory worker. She knows exactly how to get out that shit. So don't feel sorry for him at all, man. Don't feel sorry for him. She just like how she knew how to get out that date with that waiter. She knew how to get out that date with that librarian. She knew how to get out that date. She knows exactly how to get out of it. So don't feel sorry for that. Let her get her ass whooped and laugh about it, because that's what she picked. Oh, well, bye-bye. Anyway, I'm out of here, y'all. I might do a live stream later tonight, because I feel like I just aimlessly ramble. I always aimlessly ramble, though, man. It's me. But, yeah, I may do a live stream tonight. So anyway, have a good day, and bye.